This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Thursday is the last chance for the public to officially comment on whether a plan to increase the number of oil trains along the Central Coast can move past the San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission. As KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains, after the hearing, the outcome will be in the hands of commissioners.
Earlier this month, the commission heard 2 days of public comment on the Phillips 66 rail spur project proposal.
Families reside very close to the tracks. I encourage you to oppose this resolution.
In the end, the vast majority of comments were against the plan, and many people who had signed up to speak had yet to be heard, so the commission added another day. Dennis Nuss is with Phillips 66 and says he believes to see a better showing from project supporters this time around.
I think that, you know, we hope that we get all
he
of
says,
our
should the project win approval,
the
company hopes
the
to
project.
Have it up and running by early next year. But Lawrence Schinderman with the Mesa Refinery Watch Group, an organization opposed to the project, says he believes no matter which way the commission rules, the issue will end up in front of the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors.
This is not the end of the road.
Ryan Hostetter is a supervising planner for the county and says when the commissioners are finished hearing comments this time around, they may hear from staff. Eventually, they'll make their way to deliberations where they have two possible outcomes.
It's a yes or a no, unless they need more information.
Hostetter says she expects the entire day will be taken up with public comment, leaving little time for anything else. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.